Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
More bins and more loos. More bins and portaloos are coming to Dublin and Galway city centres, according to plans released by their local councils today. For more on this, let's talk to Mike Cubbard, Mayor of Galway, and Kevin Donoghue, Labour Party councillor for Dublin City Council. I might come to you, Kevin, first of all. Kevin Donoghue, what are we getting here in Dublin City Centre?
So we'll be getting 150 portaloos, which will be manned and cleaned, and there'll be social distancing looked after and stuff like that. And we're getting 54 euro bins and 80 barrel bins. So that represents, I think, an increase overall of about 13 in the barrel bins. And they're going to be installed or brought into high traffic areas. And say, for example, the bins will be open from, or pardon me, the toilets will be open from 10 a.m. till 11 p.m. at night. So the facility that wasn't there, it's a fairly significant expansion.
Until 11 p.m.
According to the information that I have. So it's like a lot of people were talking about some of those toilets were closing quite early, especially ones on Stephen's Green, and they were closing at 8 o'clock sharp, and it just was creating a bit of difficulty for people.
But I'm just thinking back to last weekend, Kevin, and I think 11 p.m. might be a little bit early for some of the revelers that we saw in the footage there. Good luck to whoever's trying to close the loos at 11 p.m.
Yeah, I suppose, and like in fairness, the council have said that they're going to monitor this on an ongoing basis, and it does come on the back of calls from a number of councillors, myself included, to introduce more facilities. And we have called, and I do think there are other conversations to be had, and that's why myself, along with a few of my councillor colleagues, have called for an urgent meeting with the Lord Mayor to discuss the outdoor summer plans. So, look, there will be challenges with it, and I don't think there's a solution we can bring to the table that isn't going to have at least some difficulty associated with it. So they've agreed to monitor that on an ongoing basis, and hopefully we'll be able to react and pivot in a positive way going forward.
And tell me, you said about 150 portaloos in Dublin city centre. Do you know where exactly they're going to be positioned?
So there's a couple of different, just to give you an example, there's Chatham Row, South King Street, Dame Court on the south side, and then on the north side you're talking about the likes of Smithfield, Royal Canal. There are a few other places, Wolfstone Square, Mountjoy Square, Diamond Park on the north side as well, Temple Bar Square on the south side, Coppinger Row, Dame Lane, Merrion Square.
So all over, fairness, that's well covered in terms of the city centre. You said they'll be staffed and managed. What does that mean exactly? I mean, are people going to be there to inspect if people are social distancing in the queue and manage as well? Are they going to be cleaned sourced with toilet paper and sanitizer and so on?
So that's my understanding, yeah. They'll be cleaned on an ongoing basis. They won't be cleaned after every use, is my understanding. And I think social distancing would be encouraged. I don't know that you could, police necessarily that absolutely, but certainly it'll be encouraged. And I think that that's a very important step. And it should be acknowledged. While there was obviously a lot of frustration, and I think people were rightly frustrated about different things, the council have now very comprehensively, I think, responded to that. And while I'm looking forward to the meeting I've asked the Lord Mayor to convene next week, along with some of my colleagues, to talk about the other challenges, I think it's a good example of how the local authority can respond to demands that the public and councillors are making.
What's happening in Galway, Mike?
Hi, Cormac. Yeah, look, similar to Dublin, we've adapted and added in the portaloos across the city. We've added in quite a number of bins in areas that have been the last few weeks been subject to a lot of littering and so on. So we've added in those. We've upwards of 53 extra bins gone in recent weeks and months, and then just this week on, we've added in a further 1,100 litre wheelie bins to areas that will be serviced twice a day. So again, I suppose it's to adapt to what's facing us for the next number of weeks and months to make sure we have those facilities in place. And then like that, then we have adapted some of our streetscape from Monday, where a number of streets across the city will be having restrictive car movement to allow for restaurants and businesses and bars open up and enjoy a bit of the streetscape as well.
Mike Cubbard, been in contact with An Garda Síochána in Galway, and are they envisaging or are they putting in place any type of operation to manage the crowds this weekend?
Yeah, look, I suppose the guards have their own operation, and as a local authority, it's our job to manage the space, and the guards obviously to manage the crowds of people then that come into those spaces and make sure that everything's above board that way. So the guards have their own operation. There has been constant consultation with the Gardaí and the local authority regarding the ideas that were put forward, taking into account the public consultations over the last few weeks. And I suppose, as in Dublin, as has been said there, I'm sure we're going to have issues over the next number of weeks, but that this is all news resolved. So let's just go to now. As these issues arise, let's be on the ball and ready to go and deal with the issues as they arise. But let's give it a chance, to give the businesses a chance, because, again, it's been a long year and a half or so for those businesses.
Yeah, without question. Joe texts the programme to say, be honest, Cormac, would you like to use one of those public toilets after half an hour? I have more respect for my body, and you'd run the chance of coming home with the virus worse than COVID. No thanks, says Joe. What do you say to that, Mike?
Oh, but look, if Joe needs to spend a penny, I'm sure he might use it at that stage, but... Look, everyone's their own. Look, if you don't put them in place, people say you're wrong. If you do, you're wrong as well. So look, all we can do is try adapt it to what we face on Monday, which is extra crowds on the streets. We're trying to control that by supporting the businesses with the streetscape changing, put in the toilets, put in extra bins, and manage the situation as it develops.
Yeah. I know that the city manager there, Brendan McGrath, says that to run these trials that you're talking about for designated outdoor drinking would require... an application to the Gorda superintendent with a management plan in place as well. I mean, is that causing difficulty for you?
I suppose what I spoke of in the week earlier was about designated zones, because you've seen the footage from the Spanish Arch and different areas in Galway, which is causing huge problems for residents in that area. And what I was talking of was having designated zones that are not, I suppose, part of the current plan. The current plan, that's all agreeable, that's fine. But I'm thinking, I suppose, medium to longer term, let's amend our own bylaws here, because unfortunately our bylaws in Galway restrict us from having designated zones to a festival or a sports event or a civic event. Now,
okay,
the last one there, civic event, is open to, I suppose, interpretation, but ultimately those three are in the bylaws.
Okay.
So I've asked for, I know we have an council meeting in June, we will be discussing extending those that bit more to allow for maybe unforeseen circumstances, such as the opening up of all this hospitality together after a pandemic, where you might need that extra space available in those times.
Okay, I want to get this question in. It's a yes or no, if you don't mind. Are the portable toilets wheelchair accessible?
Yeah, so the ones in Galway, every single one of them also has a wheelchair accessible toilet beside it.
Kevin?
The email hasn't clarified that, so I'll have to find out, but I would hope that you'd be providing that absolutely if necessary.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. Kevin Donoghue, Labour Party Councillor for Dublin City Council, and Mike Cupboard, Mayor of Galway. Thank you both very much on the update there.